speaking of those Rangers, they broke the losing streak. We'll get into that coming up at 8:55. We're out at Heritage Auctions this morning in our old building where the ticket was housed through most of the aughts. And we used to always go downstairs to the Maple Deli. That's where a lot of us would eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And, Gordo, I understand that we're going to revisit the Maple Deli. Yeah.
We can try to go down there.
Do you want to sample what the Maple Deli players used to
Okay, who's got the feedback foldback? I need that. Yeah, let's take a listen at what the Maple Deli players mean to the Ticket P1. They first made their appearance on the Bad Radio program in which they would recreate famous ticket moments, and one of the greatest famous ticket moments of all time was the Lee Corso fight with Bad Radio, and Maple Deli recreated that for us.
I won't even give you next question. I think that's very sarcastic and I don't appreciate it, and I'm not kidding.
Really?
Why would you say that? It's not funny at all. The people out there that don't know me would say what kind of a jerk this guy is.
Well, wouldn't you think most people out there listening know me?
They probably think you're a jerk. You're a jerk.
We're having fun here. You are telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden I am big jerk?
You're a big jerk because the fact that you take a shot at me, because you interfere with the fact that I pose naked.
How is that a shot?
Because that's against what I do.
And that's a not joke then? The irony of the whole situation. Lee Corso certainly wouldn't do that. Burt Reynolds would.
Not to me. I don't appreciate people taking shots at and joking at my expense.
Okay.
Hey.
So Dan's claim is that the Maple Deli players would put on those plays, those recreations of things that would happen here on the ticket, and he would just happen upon them.
Yeah, he just walked
that
in
he had nothing
and saw
to do
this
with
big
them.
Presentation of something that happened on the ticket. Such a flimsy premise, but so incredibly funny. And yeah, those are the people we used to order from every day. They were big fans, I guess, of Bad Radio fights, and we were a big fan of theirs.
Do you think they'll still be in there when we walk in there?
There is no way.
Would you recognize
Maybe.
Them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
I'm trying to remember her name.
Right,
you remember
so
her name?
Three of us take the wireless microphone here and head on.
Let me turn up
there.
The gain on that just a little bit as we venture out.
Okay. All right. Come on, guys.
All right. We're coming.
This is a secret mission. Okay. Here. I've got these papers, too. In case we're still there, maybe we can get them to re-record. They're special. Here, hold this.
All right. Hold the microphone as we leave the Heritage Auctions headquarters out into the old foyer. Boy, they've done some work here, haven't they, at Parkside Tower?
Yeah, seriously, when we left, they upgraded the building. It's like as long as they had the low-rent ticket in the place, they didn't want to fix it up because they knew we'd tear it up.
Where's Gordo? Oh, he's getting a script. All right, here he comes. All right. We're walking down the hallway.
An exact transcript. I didn't pay the full price to get the Barrettes.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, look at there. Hey, how
nice
are you?
To meet you?
Let's just go talk to her.
Here, go talk to her.
Okay. You're with who? We're live on the air right now.
Oh, hey, Brenda, I'm a major P1.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm George.
Maple Deli's.
Yeah, we're about to find that out, I think. Brenda says the Maple Deli has really changed, she says. Hopefully we're still.
Oh, my gosh. I hardly recognize this place.
No, look, they have
kitchen area.
They have Wrigley Field ivy over there on that wall.
Wow, this is nice.
They're making our ways now to the Parkside Bistro. Okay.
We're at the radio station. It used to be in this building.
Okay.
And we're trying to see if the same people worked back behind here who were always on our show and were the Maple Deli players.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of them?
No, I sure haven't. They're not here anymore.
Really?
Yeah, we took over in January of 2016 when they remodeled here.
Okay, there was a short Asian woman. Did you know her? She was quite an actress.
No, I sure did.
No?
No.
Hmm. Well, if we could have, you guys got quite a backup that's happening now. You almost just ran over that woman.
I'm sorry. Who, me?
You should apologize.
I didn't. How could I run over and I wasn't even moving?
You backed right.
I did not back. Did I back into you, ma'am?
No, you did not.
Okay, thank you.
She's saying that to me.
Do you listen to the ticket?
So yes.
During hockey season, I do.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, we carry the Stars, you know.
Yes, I do. I know that.
You know the Star Station. Okay, yes. Good. That's Gordon Keith right there.
I'm Shelly.
Shelly, how you doing?
Nice. And that's Craig Miller right there.
Shelly, I think I almost cut in line in front of you.
No, that's okay.
I'm Shelly, yeah.
This is Shelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get Shelly and this guy to read the dramatic recreation.
Yeah, just we used to be here in this building.
Right, you used to be upstairs.
That's right, on floor 13, yeah. So today's kind of our homecoming of sorts.
Where are you right now? So
now we're at Victory Park.
Oh,
Shelly, you're going to read the part of Dan McDowell. Okay.
How about this guy? Let's get this guy.
You want him to be Dan McDowell?
No, you can be late to work. It's okay. This is Shelly, by the way.
You're Corso. Here you go, Shelly.
What's your name, sir?
I'm Corso.
You're going to be Corso.
Please, no.
Your name? Tom?
Ira.
Ira. That's what I meant. Ira. Yeah, so okay. So what you're doing is you're reading this part of Corso. Reading the part of Dan. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
So this is a dramatic reenactment of a famous fight.
Okay.
All right, here we go, live from the new kitchen. Yeah, come on in here. Okay. All right, Ira, does he have the first line?
All right, there you go, first line.
Of course so.
He was the first guy to basically post nude in Cosmopolitan and one lead to another, and he became the leading movie star in the world.
And now, a lot of people know this, but Lee Corso was actually the second person to post nude, correct? Or did I read something wrong?
Tell you what, I won't even give you next question. I think that was the very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
Yeah, because why would you say that?
Because it's somewhat funny, no?
It's not funny at all. The people out there don't know me would say what kind of jerk this guy is.
Well, wouldn't you think most people out there listening know me better?
They probably think you're a jerk, and you are a jerk.
And realize that it might be a funny statement.
You're a big jerk because of the fact you take a shot at me because it inferred the fact that I post naked.
How is that a shot?
Because that's against what I would do.
And that's not a joke then? The irony of the whole situation? Lee Corso certainly wouldn't do that, but Burt Reynolds would.
Not to me. I don't appreciate people taking shots and joking at my expense when I don't do anything to anybody else.
Well, I think that's real silly. I really do. I don't think you should be offended at all. And I thought we were laughing here and having a good time.
Not at my expense.
At your expense?
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Okay, scene. Way to go, Ira and Shelly. Nice job.
Ira, was that your first acting experience?
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah.
You nailed it. Did you do much study of Lee Corso before you did the reading?
No, just NCAA football on the Xbox growing up.
Okay,
that's right. Yeah, I used to be on that.
You nailed it. Yeah, wonderful.
Shelly, thanks.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Sorry for George running over you when he backed in.
Sorry about that. I did not.
All good.
Okay.
Thank
you. Very sweet. Okay, we got another version of that. That's
bistro.
Good.
We stopped down the bistro. Uh-oh, somebody just hung up on me on the air.
Okay, well, I think we're still on the air. There it is, the old Maple Deli, now known as the Bistro. All right, up next, the Rangers losing skid is over, and I think they've already found something good about 2019 that we'll talk about next.